Be advised, I see midway up the World Trade Center tower, heavy black smoke coming out. Also, it seems like heavy damage to the upper portion of the building cave.
Thin Line Believers is a Christ-based outreach for the men and women who walk the thin line between good and evil, order and chaos. Our motto is, our service for His glory. To the police officers, veterans, firefighters, corrections, paramedics, dispatchers, and whoever else may join us, we are so glad you're here.
Hey, Adam here with Thin Line Believers. This week we have a bit of a tough topic that we're going to tackle, but it's one that's absolutely necessary. It's probably long overdue for us to have a discussion about because of its destruction and of families, relationships. It's one that we really, really do need to talk about. And for those that struggle with it, it's a good time to seek out some help for that. So anyway, I just want to let you guys know that, and gals, know that the first few seconds of the podcast are a little bit scratchy. Our guest joined us all the way from Australia, so bear with us. The sound quality does get better as it goes on. And Steve and I are looking into different ways that we can improve our sound quality. However, we're a pretty low budget, so we'll do the best we can with what we have. So bear with us. And I know in the next weeks we still have some really great guests that are going to be joining us. So without further listening to just my voice, here's the podcast.
And with me, I've got a very cool guest. I've got Luke Gibbons with me today. And Luke, I'm going to let you kind of introduce yourself and tell us what you're all about, and also where you're at. Where am I talking to you from today?
Yeah. Thanks for having me on the program today, Adam. It's great to be on here. And just want to say thank you to all your listeners for their service, because I've benefited from people who are on the front lines before, and I just want to say thank you to everybody out there who's listening. I work with Kingdom Works Studios. As you can tell, I'm not from America originally. I'm actually in Australia at the moment, but I do work in Florida for Kingdom Works. We make films for the church, so we make cinematic studies. And the first one that we've made is called the Conquer Series, and that really helps men deal with issues of sexual integrity, specifically men who struggle with pornography. And we've seen over 1 million guys go through that course. And but we know there's a lot more guys who struggle in that area and really need help. So that's kind of the angle that we're coming from today.
Oh, that's great. And like I said before we started recording, you know, this is an interview that when Steve asked me to take it over, it's one that I was a little nervous about, but excited about. Excited because this is incredibly necessary in today's day and age. I mean, porn is literally at your fingertips, you know, and there's so many guys that get sucked into it, and they don't maybe understand the impact it has on them, and also they don't understand, they don't realize how addicting it really is. And you know, like, yeah. I said, I'm nervous about this because up until a handful of years ago, this was a struggle that I had myself, and it took an eye-opening experience for me to really pull me out of there. Thank God.
Really. Yeah, absolutely.
And tell us about these Conquer series.
Yeah, so I mean, I came into contact with the Conquer series after my own struggle as well. Like, I went to rehab in 2010 to deal with my struggle with pornography, and you know, I'd been pretty heavily involved in my church. I'd been a leader in terms of leading small groups and that kind of stuff, but just had this secret sin that I never really felt like I could talk to anyone about. And as I went through rehab, I knew that I needed something that was going to help other men, because I wasn't the only one who was struggling in this area. I realized as I came back and I started to open up to my other friends that they would say, oh, actually, that's a struggle for me too. And so as I went through that journey, I started to look around for resources to help men, and I volunteered a little bit and sort of helped try to educate pastors on this issue. And it wasn't until probably 2013, 2014, when I came across the Conquer series and I saw how powerful it was. I led it in my own church. And it's a DVD series that goes for 10 weeks, and it just has such an impact on the guys who go through it because it gives them an understanding of what's going on in their brain when they view pornography and then how addictive it is, and also gives them really useful tools to be able to start to put into place a recovery journey that helps them really break free from it. And so that's the real powerful thing that I see happening in the lives of the guys that we work with, and just so blessed to be part of that. But yeah, like it is something that is very prolific. Like 68% of church going men view pornography on a regular basis. So there's a lot of guys who are struggling with it, and specifically guys who are probably a lot of your listeners are in a similar situation, because these are guys who are dealing with trauma. They're dealing with, you know, some pretty heavy stuff on an ongoing basis, and that for a lot of us can cause us to want to medicate what we're seeing or what we're dealing with in our own lives. And so what do? We medicate with something, whether that's pornography, whether that's alcohol, whether that's drugs. Often we just turn to things that aren't helpful for us in our daily lives, and we've just learned to use those things as a way to medicate. And so the Conquer series is about learning that, you know, that medication that we've been using is not that healthy for us, and then trying to give us a better way to deal with that pain that we have deep down within us.
Yeah, and I know we're not going to be able to go through, you know, the entire series, the 10 weeks of series, you know, in a single podcast, but we've touched on, you know, the prolific industry, I guess the huge industry that the pornography industry is.
Yeah.
But we have never really touched on why. Why is it a problem? What does it cause? So, I mean,
yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So for a lot of guys, it can start off very early. So it's before they even have like their own understanding of what sexuality is. And so that is shaping their view of sexuality from a very young age. For me, I was between the age of like 9 and 11 when I first started to really get into this stuff. And then really, I was really hooked by the time I was probably 14, 15. And so my mind was being shaped that way before I'd had a real relationship. And so there's a lot of kids that we hear from today, or a lot of guys that we hear from, started at an even younger age. So their view of sexuality is shaped by pornography. And what happens when we do anything, we have these things in our brain called mirror neurons. And those mirror neurons help us when we're learning to, you know, to tie shoelaces or whatever. We watch someone else do something and then we imitate it. And what happens when you're viewing pornography is those mirror neurons are at work in your brain imitating what you're watching. And so that's why we see in relationships where pornography has had a role, there is often some aggression coming into the bedroom. There is, you know, more violence towards women. Those kind of things just start to escalate as you bring pornography into the scene. And especially if guys have been viewing it since they were kids.
Mm-hmm. And if they're already in older relationships, say, you know, like for a lot of our listeners, you know, they're, well, my age, you know, 30s and 40s. And how is it going to affect them in their current relationships?
Yeah, so we hear a lot from the wives of guys who are going through pornography. Sometimes those wives have been encouraged to view pornography with them, and we've heard stories about how that has really affected the relationship and affected that wife's view of herself, her identity, because she felt like she's not good enough. Like, why do we have to bring pornography into the relationship? Am I not beautiful enough? Those kind of doubts that start to seep in. But also from a perspective of feeling betrayed. So we have a lot of wives who maybe don't know that their husbands are viewing pornography, or maybe suspect something but don't fully know what's going on. And when they find out, they go through this real sense of betrayal, really to the point of feeling like their husband may have had an affair or something like that. And so we're working with wives as well in terms of trying to help them put in place a recovery journey for them, because it's a whole family healing process that you have to go through as you deal with this issue. And, you know, there's a lot of denial that goes on in this as well. So most guys who struggle in this area, and women too, will struggle with denial around, you know, is it really a problem? It's not that bad. Or do you know what I mean? We start to make excuses for ourselves to view it. And we start to become detached from the painful effects that it's having on us and on our families. And so it's really a process that we go through early on in the course to break those denial structures and to become aware of, okay, this is how it's really affecting me. This is how it's really affecting my family.
Yeah. And I know personally, you know, the longer I was involved in that kind of stuff early on, the shame was, it was pretty intense, but then, you know, like any other sin, the longer you do it, the easier it gets and the more stuck you end up in it. And so, I mean, it's, you know, I love how in the Bible we receive all these commandments, but we don't necessarily receive the reason for them. You know, one crude example is when God told the Israelites, you know, that they were to do their business outside of the camp, basically take a shovel and then bury it. And it wasn't until years later that we understood, you know, the reason for that, the illnesses that were passed around and the dark ages and whatnot, because people didn't do that. And yet here's the Jewish people that are not getting sick because they're obeying the law. Well, I see that being the same way when Jesus said that you've committed adultery. If you look at a woman with lust in your heart, it's not as, how does the saying go? It's not bad because it's a sin. It's a sin because it's bad, and it's harmful to yourself. So I love what you're saying, that, you know, there are deeper effects that we frankly haven't really been aware of until now, because it used to be you had to, you know, if you wanted to view pornography, you put on your long coat and you had to go out to an adult shop and kind of sneak in there. But anymore, man, it's literally right at your fingertips.
Yeah, it is right in the homes of, like, everybody can access it really quickly, and it's becoming more of a danger for kids, obviously, with the use of, like, iPads and smartphones and all that kind of stuff. So it has become much more prolific today, and, you know, it used to be that, you know, only the people who could work up the courage to walk into a shop and, you know, have to go to the counter and pay for something. I mean, that's not the case anymore. And so it is much more out of control. And so for any guy who wants to seek integrity, it does take a lot more to really stand up and say, well, I'm not going to let this affect my family. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to work on this in my life and in the life of the people who I am responsible for as well.
Yeah. So you talked about some tools to help people get through this. Are there different tools for, you know, let's say the guy that's dealing with this issue, and maybe different tool for the wife or the family of the guy?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a couple of things that we talk about in the Conquer series itself that help guys identify how close they are to relapse at any point in time. And so as we go through, we call that the faster scale, and it basically helps them sort of identify if they're slipping down the scale. As guys, we don't tend to associate too much with where we are at emotionally, but often it is those emotional triggers that cause us to spiral down. But you can actually predict where you're going several days before that relapse occurs. So what we try and do is get the guys to be able to identify where they're at long before it happens. And so we use the FASTA scale to do that. We start to track patterns, and then that helps us identify what we need to do when those patterns are taking place. And so for me, for example, it was always on a Saturday morning when I would act out. So I knew that I needed to be in a group with other men on a Saturday morning, because then I had the accountability. You know, I wouldn't go on a computer on a Saturday morning, for example. So I put in place these safety structures that really helped me step forward into recovery. But at the very beginning, before we even get to the tools, where we have to start is understanding God's grace, because this is not about trying harder. A lot of guys who maybe have tried to stop, they've tried harder for long enough. And so what they have to do from there is really understand God's grace for them and how much God loves them and what he wants to do in their life. So that's the first step that we really take, is getting a really good understanding of who we are in God and what he has for us.
Well, that makes sense, because I can remember many times that I would say, okay, God, I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore. You know, basically in my own strength, I'm not doing this anymore. Mm. And like I said before, shame was a big part of that. So I agree with what you're saying. Grace, it's all about grace.
Yeah. And that really helps us deal with the shame. The other thing that helps us deal with the shame is in the groups, the Conquer groups that we run, guys will get into a group, and very early on in that group, you'll basically go through a full disclosure process. And that is the process of basically going through with the other guys in the group, you know, everything that you've done in, as part of the cycle of pornography and addictiveness that's been in your life. And as you do that, you're dealing with the shame. You're dealing with the toxicness of the shame, because you start to realize that you're not alone in that group. You start to realize that you all kind of share a common bond of wanting to get help, and that you all are struggling with shame as well. And so dealing with that shame very early on is very important.
It kind of sounds to me like finding a brotherhood is pretty important to this. It sounds kind of like in any other addiction, really. I mean, if you don't have the accountability and realize that there's others with the same struggle, you're going to continue on in this. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. And the book of James tells us in the Bible that we really, really have to have others that we can work with. Like in my addiction, I thought, if I confess this to God, that's enough. And I thought that for years. But what God was prompting me to do is open up to my brothers, and that's when I really started to get help. So the book of James tells us to confess our sins to one another and pray for one another so that we might be healed. And so that's such an important aspect of recovery, is joining together with other guys and starting that journey to freedom.
So once you do, pun intended, conquer this addiction, what's the long term?
Yeah, so, and it's important to understand it's not a quick fix. There's no silver bullet here. It is, as we talk about in the Conquer series, it is a 2 to 5 year journey with a miracle every day. And it's really cool, actually. The Conquer series is hosted by Dr. Ted Roberts, who is actually a former Marine fighter pilot in the Vietnam War. And so we kind of reenact a lot of his stories in a way to kind of talk about the importance of, you know, having a wingman, you know, just really helpful analogies that really get across the point of recovery and that kind of stuff. But even after those 2 to 5 years of recovery, and that's not to say that you're struggling for 2 to 5 years. It's just to know that you kind of have an addictive mindset that lasts for a long time, and it takes time to let that heal. So for most guys who struggle in this area, you know, some guys can be healed from alcoholism overnight, but very rarely does that happen with sex addiction or pornography. It most of the time takes a long process to do that. And so over that 2 to 5 years, once you get towards the end of that, really taking up your sword and then helping other men is a great way to keep moving forward in that. I find that the guys who do that, they're in a much better situation to find lasting freedom than guys who maybe just go through the 10 weeks of the Conquer series and then don't really do much else. But if you apply what you learn in the Conquer series and you walk that out and then take that on to other men, then you start to see real healing in your life and then in the lives of the men around you.
And I love how God works. It's similar in so many of the bad situations that we're in. If we go out and help other people through a similar situation, it heals us at the same time. That's awesome.
Yeah, and so, I'm really blessed to be in that situation. Like, I've obviously been through that journey myself, and now I find it really helpful that I am able to do this every day because it kind of keeps me accountable in that too.
Right. Oh, I think that's great. So, well, we've talked a lot about it. Where can guys find the Conquer series? Not that we're trying to advertise, but guys that are going through this kind of thing need something. So,
yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple of things that you can do. If you want to run the Conquer series, and you don't have to be a church to run it, we've got groups that run it. We've got, they've run it on aircraft carriers. They've run it in Air Force bases and Army bases and in the Navy as well. They've run it. I'm sure we've probably got fire departments who've run it, police departments as well. So if you're like, oh, this would be great for us to go through as a group of men in my unit or wherever I'm at, then you can order it at conquerseries.com. But even if you maybe you're listening to this and you're like, this is the first time you're really like, okay, I need to do something about this in my life, and maybe you're not in a place to financially buy it for yourself right now, then we do have groups that are running all across America and around the world. So you can, at conquerseries.com, if you go to get involved and then join a group, you can put your information in and we'll get you in touch with a local group. We actually have a group directory where you can search online as well. So you'll be able to find a local group where you can get involved and start going through that journey and finding freedom.
That's great. Hey, and to those listening, if this is something that you are struggling with, seek out these groups. Seek out some help before it does cause some destruction, because it certainly will. The Bible says, "Be sure that your sin will find you out." And it's not God looking to punish us for what we're doing. It's that the sin itself is deadly. God loves us and God shows us grace. God's not out to get us. The sin itself can bring you down. And we're speaking from experience that until you get out, until you find that freedom, it's just going to continue to suck you down in there. So I want to encourage anybody listening to seek some help. At very least, I understand the shame about this, about seeking out a group, and it may be difficult at first, but seek somebody that you can talk to. Guys, find another guy in your church, in your close group, somebody with similar beliefs to yours that you can reach out to and have a conversation about this. It's really important to your family, to your relationships, and just, to your relationship with God. So, Luke, anything else?
Yeah, I just want to say, if you're in that situation of struggling right now, you're not alone, and that you can find help and you can find freedom. So don't despair. There's people around to give you help, and there's people who want to walk this journey with you. And we have someone on chat right now if you want to talk to someone at conquerseries.com. That's conquerseries.com. And we would love to chat with you and see how we can help you find freedom from this, because you don't have to live like this.
I like it. Hey, so before I end this conversation, because I like how it's gone. I'm curious as to what else Kingdom Works has going on.
Yeah, so like I mentioned, we are working on a number of new series right now. We are working on a series for the Wives, the guys going through the Conquer series, so that'll be looking at issues around betrayal and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We're working on a series on marriage, so as you go through the Conquer series and maybe your wife goes through the other series that we're working on, then you can come together and go through the marriage series together. And then we're also working on a parenting series as well. So in the future, we hope to have all of those out and just have a real kind of place where you can go to find healing for your life and for your family. That's kind of what we're moving towards.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. I heard from the guys who and gals who go through divorce in this career, and unfortunately, there's a lot of them. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's something that we really want to bring healing to. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Luke, maybe we'll once you get that stuff up and running, we'll have to have you come back and have another talk with us. I really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, I would love that. That would be fantastic. So, yeah, look forward to talking to you then.
Cool, cool. All right, well, I'm going to end the recording here. Thanks, guys, for listening. Again, we're on Instagram. Just look up Thin Line Believers and follow us. We'll, you know, we put some stuff on there every now and then. You can actually see Steve and I in our introduction since nobody has really seen us before. So, again, thanks, Luke, and check out theconquerseries.com.